Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So police are investigating after they say an employee at Steve's Deli in Bloomfield Township opened fire into the restaurant on Sunday, which injured a coworker before he fled the scene and ultimately took his own life.
I love Steve's Deli.
I know.
Tomato basil soup on Wednesdays is great.
Ugh. It's very good. I've been there as well.
Time and place, don't
I know.
But it is, yeah. It's very good food, yes. But anyway, police say that right around 10 a.m., a 52-year-old suspect drove by, fired multiple shots into the business, and like I said, one of them hit a female employee in the shoulder. She is expected to be A-OK, non-life-threatening injuries. But the suspect fled the scene before police even got there. But they did later see his vehicle, and they attempted to pull him over. However, he then took his own life inside that vehicle before officers even made contact. Now, the owners of Steve's Deli say, man, the day before, this employee, the suspect, seemed perfectly fine. They did say he was on medication for depression and had complained that he had heard voices. The suspect had worked at Steve's Deli for on and off for almost 10 years, so was a longtime employee there. Obviously, it's still under investigation. They don't know what or why he decided to do this, and I'm sure we may never actually know, but it is under investigation. A man was shot while driving on I-94 in Van Buren Township on Saturday. A 31-year-old man was driving eastbound on the freeway. This was right near Haggerty Road when another driver in a Ford F-150 opened fire. The victim was shot in the back. He was transported to the hospital in stable condition. This is also still currently under investigation because the suspect fled the scene. You guys, I don't know if you heard about this, but a football fan, he fell to his death on Sunday following the Jets-Steelers game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he fell from the escalator. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after the game, but ultimately, unfortunately, died in the hospital. A spokesperson from the Steelers said that they're working with the authorities and are investigating the matter.
Iron City beer there.
I love Pittsburgh Stadium.
Yes. Such a nice stadium, right?
You've been hanging around Stony too much.
I was almost going
to say,
I told Greg on the previous story, I love Van Buren Township.
Oh,
stop. A woman, a 59-year-old woman in Fort Myers, Florida, was arrested while in line to get gas about 3 days after Hurricane Ian hit. This woman decided to pull a gun on two other people waiting in line when she thought that they were cutting in front of her. Turns out they actually weren't even in line to get gas, and they weren't cutting at all. They were just trying to turn around. Cops were called. The woman was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. They also posted her mugshot on Facebook with a warning. They said, behavior like that will never be tolerated, but especially not during a state of emergency. Finally, I saw the story, and I thought of you, John. I figured you would maybe be into this story more than me, but kind of some controversy in the fishing world. There was this big Lake Erie fishing tournament on Friday, and there was two competitors who almost walked away with $30,000 in winnings. They were like the big winners. However, they were busted cheating.
Oh, my gosh.
This was like a huge scandal. Yes. So the duo weighed in their five walleyes for a collective 34 pounds. But I guess a walleye normally weighs more closer to like 4 pounds each or so.
Well, I mean, it can weigh a lot more. But average weight at that weigh-in was like 4.5 pounds.
Yeah.
And so five of them, I mean, they were all weighing in anywhere between 18 and 21 pounds. And then all of a sudden you get one that weighs in at 35 pounds. Like,
and
one is not like the other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They've done this a number of times.
Yes, that's why this is such a big scandal, because these guys have been accused of cheating in the past, but they were stuffing the fish with weights, basically. To add more
and
weight to their...
And they were catching fish, filleting them, and shoving fillets down these fish's mouth.
There's no honor amongst fishermen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And so they're cutting into this, these walleye, and they're pulling out, like, it's not even, like, they just slice them open, and out falls these big bell sinkers. You're like, what?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Like, how do you shove it down their throat?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how you'd shove a fillet, like a whole fillet down a fish's throat.
Look, this fish ate a break.
Thank you very much, Heather.
You're welcome.
All right. 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.